Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to... where is this? I certainly don't want to talk about who the next permanent Jeopardy host is. Is that something you don't even know what Jeopardy is, do you?
No, I've seen Jeopardy. I'm not that young. I know Jeopardy.
Anyway, where is it at? This is something that I wanted to talk about, and here's what I just, man, there's so many things I don't understand. If I don't understand why it's anybody's business, listen to this. This is in today's Newsweek, and so there's a representative, Republican representative. His name is Glenn Thompson, and so he's against same-sex marriage, right? Kind of, he's against same-sex marriage. He and other Republicans clearly want to push this issue. We don't want people, you know, marrying one another because, you know, that's not, we're Christians and we, you know, we're opposed to all those things. So he's one of the guys who speaks out against it. But he went to his son's same-sex marriage several days before. How can you, what do they call that kind of a person? A hypocrite?
I think you got it right there, a hypocrite.
I mean, man, how do you publicly, you're a public figure, and you go out and you say these things, and you know that your son just got married to a man, and you went to his wedding, but then you come out totally opposed to that.
It's like politicians are more focused on trying to say what's going to rally support in their party.
Well, that's
on what they actually.
So that's exactly what that is.
Exactly what that is.
Yeah, he doesn't mind being a hypocrite, and I don't know if he. I would be afraid, man. Look, man, I'm on the radio, and so if I would do what he just did, and I'm opposed to it, and I'm publicly speaking against it, all those kinds of things, and then they find out that my own son, and not that he's gay, but that you went to his wedding, but everybody else's wedding you're opposed to.
That's so weird.
Man.
In the son's position, like, imagine your father's there and you know that he just would not want this to happen at all.
Well, Representative Glenn Thompson has come under fire on a social media for attending his gay son's wedding 3 days after he voted against legislation to protect same-sex marriage. Now, how do you hold your head up in the public, right? You know, how do you then go out in the light anymore? I would be afraid, man, for fear somebody would say, hey, Earl. Hey, man, I'm like, yeah, what? Hey, man, I heard you were against gay marriage. Yeah, well, yeah, I am, man. Hey, didn't your son, weren't you just at your son's wedding? What Glenn Thompson should have done is from this point forward, when he goes out in the public, don't say anything, just nod his head.
I mean, or you can just not be against same-sex marriage, but
so So Thompson and a Republican from Pennsylvania and his wife were thrilled to attend and celebrate their son's marriage on Friday night as he began his new chapter in his life. His press secretary, Madison Stone, said in a statement to Newsweek on Tuesday, the Thompsons are very happy to welcome their new son-in-law into their family. Thompson's son told NBC News that he married the love of his life on Friday and that his father was there. Wow, I bet the father didn't want people to know that. But anyway, poetic justice that it got out. The wedding came after Thompson on Tuesday joined the majority of the House Republicans voting against the Respect for Marriage Act, which would enshrine marriage equality into federal law. You know, this is a part of things that I just don't get. I just don't understand. I've said it more than once, and I'll say it many, many more times. Whatever people want to do in their own lives, as long as, you know, you're not, you know, doing something to impact and affect children in a way, shape, or form, that's on them. I got enough to worry about my own life and what's happening in it. And that's the way others should be. But we can't help but stick our noses somewhere it doesn't belong. You know, whatever it is people want to do, that's their business. They're in a nation that says they are free. Allow them to be free. You don't have any power yourself other than your opinion that you should keep to yourself about what other people are doing in their lives. That's, you know, that's the wisdom of the years that I've gained. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Or go back and stay.